Investors in the United States hope that the Dubai problem can be dealt with, but they've got a couple of reasons for concern, too. That's according to Matt Slaughter, Associate Dean at the Tuck School of Business at Dartmouth.
There might be two kinds of worries. One is, depending on what particular mix of bonds and stocks you own, the world's scrambling to figure out which international banks have direct exposure and other companies have direct exposure to this default by Dubai World. And then more generally, the second risk is, regardless of which asset you own, I think many investors are viewing the Dubai World default as a challenge for thinking about where the global financial and economic system might be and some of the risks it faces today.
Now, European markets fell yesterday. Today, Asian markets fell sharply, and it was also a sharp drop on Wall Street as well. Is this all because of Dubai?
I think at least part of it may be. It's always hard to know with these high-frequency movements. But I think investors in recent weeks have increasingly been voicing concern about how stable the economic recovery really is in different parts of the world.
Dubai World is essentially reacting, saying that they don't have the money to pay off their debts and they're just going to wait it out. What impact will that have on Western companies beyond banks?
Great question. Some companies may be doing direct business with Dubai. It has developed a major construction industry, a major financial industry in recent years. And so a lot of trading companies, a lot of construction services companies may have some direct exposure to the challenges that Dubai is facing right now. And then more generally, again, there's this sense of increased risk and uncertainty about the economic prospects for lots of companies in lots of parts of the world.
I mean, Dubai has been seen kind of as a bellwether for growth and praise for that. I think the famous statistic from a couple of years ago was that Dubai had 60% of the world's cranes there. So, you know, massive construction. But maybe you can characterize for us, Matt, just what Dubai represents today as an economic barometer.
So I think it represents the continued uncertainty about how sustained economic growth is going to be realized in the coming quarters and years. I think you're exactly right that Dubai has been the symbol of very rapid economic growth, this attempt to diversify economic growth from different sources. In a very global world, Dubai has endeavored to position itself as a real center for international trade services and international financial services. If Dubai is facing these kinds of struggles, again, world markets today seem to be saying, wow, how do we think about the economic prospects for companies around the world? And also for lots of governments, the sovereign debt that's being issued by a lot of governments around the world.
So it sounds like what you're saying, Matt, is that this is about confidence. And I guess the final question is, could fear in, you know, the debts of Dubai have a compounded negative effect on the markets beyond that of a country or an emirate just unable to service its debts?
I think it could. Time will tell, as with many of these challenges in financial markets. But investors have been watching in the past many months as governments and some companies also have been issuing very large amounts of debt. And so one of the indicators of the increased uncertainty, I think, that Dubai World presents to the world is you see the price of default insurance rising very dramatically as investors, I think, step back and say, okay, maybe have we been misperceiving the risk that other companies and other countries around the world face as they struggle to emerge from the very deep recession and financial crisis.
Matt Slaughter, Associate Dean at the Tuck School of Business at Dartmouth. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having me on the show.